We have a LinkedIn user asking, is it an option to kick off with shorter sprints in order to learn faster? Of course. Sprint length is just a planning horizon. You can decide to start your Scrum initiatives with 1 day, 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, 4 week sprints. You got to keep it under a month, right? So that is the guidance from the Scrum guidance. We keep it under a month, but the sprint length is your planning horizon. There's no right or wrong sprint length. There's no standard, right? Everyone says, or we run into this quite a bit, 2 weeks is the right sprint length. Says who? It's totally up to the team and the organization to decide. How long can we go without feedback? How long is it safe to go without feedback from a customer? How long can our product owner or developers focus, right? How stable is our product backlog? All of these considerations come into play as we're picking a sprint length. And so can you start shorter? Absolutely. Todd, often we'll start teams with a shorter rather than longer sprint length just to make some of the pain points of their process be really felt so that we can get to the root of what's holding us back.
Yeah, I've really arrived in starting with 1 week sprints right out of the gate. Really small planning horizon, really small sprint goal, hopefully achievable. Hopefully we can deliver something of value and we can learn and then we can rinse and we can repeat. And then we can have the conversation in a few sprints, whether the sprint length is suitable or not. So I've really arrived on really liking that, but there's going to be context where that doesn't work, right? So that's where my head has been at, is so long as an increment can be done at the end of 1 week, because that's something that we want to get into a habit of.
Cool. Thanks for that question, LinkedIn.